With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal court is being asked to block the new Ten Commandments law in Louisiana before the start of school next month.
Parents and others who are challenging the Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom are asking a federal court to block the controversial law from taking effect before schools open in early August. They are also asking for an expedited briefing and hearing schedule. Opponents, many from non-Christian faiths, say the law violates the First Amendment's protections of religious freedom. Supporters say posting the Ten Commandments is appropriate in schools, saying they're part of the foundation of U.S. law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, a change in the platform of the Republican Party. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the story.
The former president has taken credit for overturning Roe v. Wade, but is not pushing for a national abortion ban, letting states decide.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
For the first time in 40 years, the Republican National Committee is working to remove language calling for a nationwide abortion ban. It's part of a scaled-down platform, just 16 pages. It reflects a desire by the Trump campaign to avoid giving Democrats more material for their warnings about what the former president intends to do if he wins in November. I'm Ed Donahue.
White House facing a barrage of questions about the mental fitness of Biden. There are reports that a Parkinson's disease specialist visited the White House 8 times over an 8-month period. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not give any details, citing privacy issues, although the health of the president is public knowledge. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to Hurricane Beryl.
The giant Christian relief agency has begun sending relief supplies to Caribbean communities impacted by the big storm. Over 24 tons of material has been airlifted into the stricken region along with teams of specialists. Food, water, tarps, blankets, solar supplies were part of the initial delivery, soon to be followed by other things. Samaritan's Purse is urging Christians across the U.S. to pray for the victims of the hurricane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of Christian and conservative groups are urging Republican officials to draft a party platform that is pro-life, pro-family, and pro-Israel. Tony Perkins of Family Research Council Action says America is in an unprecedented place of moral and cultural confusion and is in dire need of leadership and moral clarity. This is SRN News. A judge has ruled that actor Alec Baldwin's status as a producer is not relevant.
Prosecutors had argued in a pretrial hearing on Monday that Alec Baldwin knew he was acting negligently on the set of the movie Rust because he was a co-producer. Judge Mary Marlo Summer sided with Baldwin's defense. She said she had difficulty with prosecutors' position that Baldwin allowed safety lapses as a producer that caused Baldwin as an actor to shoot Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal.
As a producer, he didn't follow guidelines, and therefore, as an actor, Mr. Baldwin did all these things wrong.
Jury selection is set to begin Tuesday.
Arraignment being delayed for 3 men accused of killing a tourist from New Zealand during a botched robbery in California. Orange County DA's office will decide later whether to seek death sentences. 68-year-old Patricia McKay was run over and killed by the getaway car after 3 men tried to rob her and her husband at gunpoint. More details at SRNNews.com.